بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the previous weeks I mentioned some elements that turn people away from us, from our tradition, from our madhab. I mentioned some of them. I will repeat some of them today. These areas, we have to work on them. The Shia Muslims worldwide, they have to work. And I don't target specific country or society or community. This is something worldwide. We have to focus on these areas. Number one, al-ihtimamu bis-salat, promoting the culture of salat. Salat is number one religious obligation. Number one. Salat is the origin, is the asl, and other ibadat are furu', the branches. So we have to promote salat, taking care of the salat, praying on time, the nawafil. The second is the Holy Quran. Holy Quran is being neglected, my friends. We only remember the Quran twice, at the time of death, funeral, and the second time in the month of Ramadan. The rest of the year, the Quran is being abandoned from the midst of the communities. The third is the masjid. We have to promote the culture of loving the masjid, making the masjid available for people to come, to pray, to do their salat, if they are close by, to do their salat inside the masjid, to build the masjid. The mother of all religious institutions is the mosque. Mosque is number one. Then if you have extra money, you can build something else. A library, a hospital, an orphanage, but number one, mosque. Because mosque is the center of everything, not just salat. It's the center of education. It's the center of tarbiyah. It's the center of social relationships, knowing people, interacting with people. These all things happen inside the mosque. Today I'd like to add another two elements that we must work on them and improve them. One of them is the concept of marji'iyyah and taqleed. My friends, the school of Ahlul Bayt is distinguished from others by having this sacred institution called Al-Marja'iyyah. And the Marja' is not one, and this is the beauty of it, because it gives you the choice, the freedom. You are not forced to follow one person. You can go and shop, compare and contrast, read about them, ask about them, maybe sometimes if you can, meet them, go and meet them, interview them, and then you can choose your own marja. And many of them, I would say not all, many, probably 70 percent of them, their doors are open for the people to go and meet with them. So this is a point of strength for the Shia Muslims, that they have multiple maraja, not one. This is democracy. Multiple maraja is the point of not weakness, but strength. This means that I'm free to choose whoever I think is best. Unfortunately, this is not the case. It is supposed to be blessings, but in some cases we are not making it a source, the marja'iyya, we are not making it a source of a blessing. We are making it a source of division in the community. When politics interfere in the business of marja'iyya, both things are going to be destroyed, marja'iyya and politics itself, both of them. So unfortunately, because of the act and the mishandling of very few, but those very few are very loud, this institution has been tainted with corruption in some cases, not all cases, in some cases. We wasted much time fighting over who's a'lam. People fight. You know, friends, brothers and sisters in the same family, sometimes they fight, they don't speak to each other because one of them believes that one is a'lam, the other thinks no, the other one is a'lam. What is this business of a'lam? This should not be a point of contention between us. A'lam, it's like going to a doctor. You believe that this cardiologist is better, you have experience with him, another one has another view. It's okay. We go to the expert. So a'lamiyya, who is afdal, who is better, who is more, you know, has taqwa, who's this and that, should not be a reason for our division. That should not divide us. Marja'iyya should unite us. This is number one. Number two, my friends, taqlid is important. All ulama, all scholars believe that taqlid is mandatory, wajib. However, we should not follow the marja' blindly, because God has given you reason and aql. The aql, not only God give it to the marja' and he did not give it to you. The same aql that he gave to the marja, he gave it to you. So you have to use your aql. That does not mean the marja is ma'soom, because he himself, he says, I am not ma'soom. The marja, whoever he is not ma'soom. We have the ma'soomin, we know the ma'soomin. The marja, we assume that he is right, but sometimes he commits a mistake. His view is not right. This is why sometimes they have different views. They have different views with each other. It doesn't mean all of them are right. When we have different views, it means one of them is right, the others are not right. But if you are following one of them, thinking that he is the most qualified, Allah is not going to charge you there. Because you say to him, God, you asked me to follow this marja. You asked me to follow a marja, and I did my best. I researched, I followed him. Now he turned to be wrong. This is not your problem. However, we should not follow blindly, because God has given us reason. So this is another thing that we have to work on it. Some people think that if they follow this marja, they have to be against other maraja. This is not right. The best way is to respect all the maraja. Yes, some of them are not qualified, I am telling you. Some of them are controversial. Yes, that's right. We have in some societies someone who self-appointed marja. He declares himself marja. He didn't study. Nobody gave him a certificate. Nobody recognizes him. And unfortunately, there are some people who follow him, naive people who follow him. But the rest of them are qualified. And we have to respect of all of them. Every marja who studied hard and who has piety, as Imam al-Askari said. Imam al-Askari said the marja has to have four qualities. Amma man kana min al-fuqaha. Number one, he's faqih. So this is the beginning. He reached the stage of fiqh. Then four qualities after that. Amma man kana min al-fuqaha. Sa'inan li nafsih, hafidhan li dinih, mukhalifan li hawah, muti'an li amri mawlah. Four difficult conditions. Difficult conditions, they are not easy. If he has control over himself, if he puts religion above everything else, if he goes against his desire, مُخَالِفًا لِهَوَى مُطِيعًا لِأَمْرِ مَوْلَى, follows his Lord, فعلى الناس then upon the masses to follow that person in taqleed. If you find these five qualities beside fiqh, number one, beside being a real expert, which is number one, if you find the other four, then you may follow. And we have to respect. We do not bring partisanship into marja'iyya. Once partisanship and politics infiltrates this institution of marja'iyya, that institution is going to be corrupted. So this is the area number, what? Number five or six that we have to work on. And I have one more thing before I conclude. What is Shi'ism? Some people think that Shi'ism is cultural Shi'ism. As long as I believe in Imam Ali being the successor of the Prophet, I love him, I hate his enemies, I have, you know, multiple visa, 10-year visa to paradise. This is not right, my friends. Shi'ism is a practice, not only belief. Belief would not help. Belief does not even help the Prophet himself. Belief only does not help Imam Ali himself or Fatima al-Zahra herself. Belief has to be joined by behavior, by practice, practicing what you believe. This is real Shi'ism. The first one is cultural Shi'ism. We have cultural Muslim, cultural Jew, cultural Christian, but not a practicing, not real, not genuine. Ahlul Bayt, they want us to be genuine, to practice Shia Islam, not just to claim it. It's not a title, it's a behavior. It's a relationship in our life. Imam Al-Baqir says to one of his disciples, بَلَّغْ شِيَعَتَنَا مِنِّي السَّلَامِ. When you go back home, give them my salam and my greetings and tell them, وَأَعْلِمْهُمْ, let them know, أَنَّهُ لَا قَرَابَةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. We are not the relatives of God. God does not have relatives. وَلَا يُتَقَرَّبْ. The only way to get close to him, not through blood, not through family, إِلَّا بِالطَّاعَةِ, through obedience. We are close to God, not through blood. God does not have a blood. God does not have a family. We are close to him through obedience, strict obedience. This is how you get close to God. Another hadith, Imam al-Baqir, أبلغ شيعتنا أنه لا ينال ما عند الله تعالى إلا بعمل. You cannot get what God has saved for you there except through عمل, through work, not only theory. Don't think that if you go to the masjid once a year in Ramadan or in Ashura, you receive the salvation and you are Shi'at Ali and they're going to push you inside paradise. This is wrong. This is wrong. We have to struggle every day. Shi'ism, tashayyu', is a daily struggle to better ourselves, to keep ourselves on the right path. This is the real Shi'ism. And one last hadith of Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam. Laysa min shi'atina. He's not of our Shi'a. من يكون في مصر, someone who lives in a مصر means a community, country, a community. وفيه الآلاف, and in that community there are thousands of people, the population of that town, thousands of people, and that there is someone who is more religious than him, more practicing than him. That person should not call himself a Shia. Imam al-Sadiq says, if you want to be a Shia, you have to be the best in terms of manners, in terms of faith, in terms of piety and righteousness. You have to be number one in that town. Once you are number one in your behavior, then you can call yourself the Shia. We have to work on these ideas, my friend. We have to work. We came to this country, we left our traditional countries. We came to a new society. A new society means a new opportunities, new future for us and for our children. I don't say a new religion, no, but a new behavior, a new understanding of Islam. Leave, break free from the traditional understanding. People back home, they go to the mosque. There are mosques, Adhan, Ramadan, celebrations. But when you go to the market, as if this is not an Islamic society. Where is Islam in the market? Where is Islam in the family? Where is Islam in the neighborhood? It's missing. We need an Islam which is visible, Everywhere, every corner, especially in the heart, in the family, in the market, not just in the masjid. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. Join me in reciting Amen Yujib for a lady who has been hospitalized. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.